Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
The Patriots take the national stage tonight, playing the Buffalo Bills Thursday night football. And with just a third of the season left to play, tonight is kind of a big one with arguably something existential on the line for the Pats. So let's dive into another sports roundup here. Joining us to help break it down, WMUR sports reporter Jonathan Marshall. Welcome back, Jonathan.
How's it going, guys?
Doing well, thanks. Interested in tonight. And WBUR's Chris Siderick also with us. Hey there, Chris.
Hey.
So, Jonathan, I know going into the season, Bills, a Super Bowl favorite, they are a good team. How big is this game for the Pats, and do they really need to win it?
Yeah, it's pretty huge. You're looking at the larger picture, the AFC playoff picture right now. They're right behind the Jets. Seven teams make the playoffs this year. The Jets are in that final playoff spot. The Jets at 7-4, the Pats at 6-5. So, pretty much, all these games now, there's not much room for error for any of these teams. We're talking about the Jets, the Pats, the Chargers, even the Bengals. It's like a 4 or 5 team race to fill out those last two spots. So this win could be really huge when it comes to the Pats and making that AFC playoff picture. Tonight's huge.
So, Jonathan, huge. I'll stay with you for a second. You just pointed out 7-4 for the Bills, 6-5 for the Pats. Not a huge difference there. Can the Pats win the game tonight?
Well, Bills 8-3, Pats 6-5. Can they win? Yes. Would I count on it? Would I bet on it if I was a betting man? No. I mean, look, for me, this comes down to which team has more room for error, right? The Pats have none in this matchup. Like, on every third down is so crucial. Every possession is crucial. The Bills, they have a guy named Josh Allen at quarterback. They have a wideout named Stephon Diggs at wideout. They have so much talent offensively that the Bills, you know, even if, you know,
they got a little margin there.
The level of perfection doesn't have to be that high compared to the Patriots. The Pats have to be firing on all cylinders, whereas the Bills, they have a little leeway. They have a guy in Josh Allen that can sort of make up for certain mistakes. The Pats don't have that.
All right, so Chris,
I think that's exactly right. Yeah, and the Patriots are really going to have to pressure Josh Allen, make him make decisions quickly. I think that's their best shot, while also containing him, not letting him get away using his legs because he can run. But I will say, to the Pats' advantage, Von Miller for the Bills, he's their best pass rusher. He is going to be out for the game, so hopefully the offensive line can protect the Patriots quarterback Mac Jones a little bit, give him some time, keep that offense firing.
So, Chris, I'll stay with you. This has been on my mind a lot, right? There are a lot of weak spots in this New England Patriots team, and this is a big game to sort of be like, are they any good or not? And I'm overstating that a little, but my point is, you've got Bill Belichick, who for decades made great teams. There are good players on this team. How could we be at this point? It can't simply be, well, we don't have Brady or Edelman or Gronkowski anymore. How did we get here?
Yeah, I don't actually think you're overstating it, TC. I think this is a really big test for them. And what we've seen so far, really in the last year or two, is a lack of execution and not doing the little things right that they did for so many years. For so many years, you could, 2 decades essentially, you could count on this team to not make stupid mistakes, to not beat themselves, and to basically just wait for the other team to mess up and then take advantage of that opportunity. And now, all of a sudden, the tables have turned and the Pats are the ones making those crucial mistakes. There was a perfect example of this last week in the Thanksgiving game. It was a tie game in the fourth quarter. The Vikings were driving. The Patriots defense stops them. They're 4th-and-3. The Vikings are going to give the ball back to the Patriots as the fourth quarter is ticking down. And then this happened.
Who's their blocking scheme in? See, flag is down. Fair caught at the 8-yard line. As Ryan Wright was run into when the pressure came on from Pierre Strong Jr. Is it 5 or 15?
Even at 5, it's going to be a first down.
So a stupid penalty there, Chris.
Yeah, so instead of getting the ball back, the Patriots, Pierre Strong runs into the punter, knocks him over. The Vikings get to keep the ball. They end up continuing that drive and scoring what ends up being the game-winning touchdown. And I just think that play is so indicative of some of these stupid mistakes, basically, that you never used to see this team make and you never used to see a Bill Belichick team make.
So, Jonathan, what do you think is going on?
Yeah, I mean, Chris is on point. We're so used to, especially with the Bill Belichick coach team, to be on point, right? Not turning it over, not making these unforced mental errors on game day. So it goes to what I talked about, the room for error, right? When the talent level may not be as high, when you may not have that quarterback named Tom Brady, you can't afford to make those mistakes, right? And sometimes you have guys, you have talented guys, you have people who can sort of cover up those mistakes. So they just don't have that, right?
I think that cover up is huge there, because you know, we've talked about leadership with this team, right? We've talked about identity. And I think when you had a guy like Tom Brady who held himself to a high standard, you know, first guy in, last guy out kind of approach, that trickles down, right? Other players see that and they realize I need to be perfect because my leader is perfect, right? And so it sets a tone. And I don't think they have that as an organization anymore. And as an example, I want to play a little bit of sound. This is from Bill Belichick from Sunday. He was asked about the number of penalties that this team has accrued over the season so far. Listen to how he responded to that.
Well, we didn't have any penalties last week offensively in Minnesota. Yeah, we're one of the least penalized teams in the league defensively. We haven't had very, you know, we had a couple of penalties in the last couple of weeks, but we've been low penalties in the kicking game this year, and I think we're one of the least penalized teams defensively this year. So, and then last week we didn't have any offensive penalties in Minnesota. You tell me.
So Tiziana, we've played a lot of Belichick sound. I'm curious, what's your reaction hearing him speak there?
That is a lot of emotion from Bill Belichick. We got a little petulance going on there, which is,
absolutely,
I think, more than we get. And this, so Jonathan, Chris, I'm glad you brought that sound up, and you and I always enjoy a little Belichick emote right in the middle of things. But Jonathan, this comes back to identity, right? But now this is the identity of the coach here. We, you know, we talked about leadership in sports so much here on Radio Boston. You said at the beginning of the season, this comes down to who the team is. Does the coach right now know who he is?
I would think so. I think he has to know. I mean, look, we can't take away everything that he's accomplished in his league. You know, people want to have the Tom Brady conversation, and that plays a huge part in winning, obviously. But I think Bill Belichick has a situation where he knows that this roster isn't as talented as he has once had in the past. You know, he doesn't have that quarterback. The Bailey Zappe controversy proves that. And so he's just trying to figure it out. Now, there are some question marks with, you know, certain hirings made on that offensive staff. I think to me, that's the biggest issue that needs to be talked about. But I think Bill Belichick, reality has hit him. Like, he understands the roster that he has, and just trying to make the best out of it. Honestly, it's just at this point in the season, what more? There's not many more options that he has right now.
So, Chris Siderek, you know, 30 seconds tops, hard clock here. What could people watch for if they decide to tune into the game tonight?
I think basically, will the Patriots defense be good enough to carry this team? Can they put pressure on Josh Allen, the Bills quarterback? And can the Patriots offensive line protect Mac Jones and keep that offensive rhythm going?
And Jonathan, Chris was fast, so I could turn back to you.
I say
it's
my lasting
me.
Memory. My lasting memory when it comes to Bills Pats was the playoff game last year, 47-17. Buffalo won that.
I don't know what you're talking about. That one's a little fuzzy.
Yeah, I can't get that image out of my head. So it has to be a slow. The Bills, the Pats cannot try to keep up with Buffalo scoring. That's just what it comes down to. If this is a track meet, you can forget about it. Buffalo's going to win.
All right. WMUR sports reporter Jonathan Marshall delivering a little bad news there. And WBUR's Chris Siderek, thanks to both of you.
Big one tonight. Let's go, Pats.